Morning.
Morning.
Hey, we have somebody here. How are you?
Oh, this is Dottie from Massachusetts.
How are you, Daddy?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, great, because I'm out walking my dog, and I didn't know if I was going to be. I have company. My sister's here from Florida for 3 weeks.
I know. That should be an interesting 3 weeks, huh?
Oh, my. It had to be a very challenging 3 weeks, let me tell you.
Well, yeah, I think just having anyone in your house for that length of time is challenging. I assume that you and she get along pretty well?
Oh, wonderfully, yeah. Best friends.
Great.
Really are. Yeah, she's awesome. They're both awesome. And they just go along with the flow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I was going to ask.
Yeah. Whatever okay. I want to cook, stuff with them, you know, it's okay with them.
Great. So you may convert them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she's a diabetic, and she's afraid to try new things,
uh-huh.
You know, that are not, like the rice milk. She didn't want to take the rice milk because it had so many carbohydrates in it.
Right.
You know? So,
you should have her listen, or at least listen and participate if she wants on Friday when Monty does it. You know he was a diabetic.
Who?
Monty.
Oh, really?
Oh, big time.
No kidding.
Yes, huge. He was on a lot of insulin and now takes it, I don't know how often, but not very often. So, yes, you should definitely go on his website and definitely have her at least listen on Friday and participate and ask him questions if she wants.
Yeah. Well, she's afraid to do anything with her doctor's, without her doctor's advice, you know?
I understand, but just hearing somebody else who's been through it may give her a different viewpoint.
Right. Yeah, I'll do that.
Great.
Good, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Dottie, this is Maddie Dash. And you
hey,
sound
Maddie.
A lot like, hi, you sound like myself and my sister. And, but Ann Landers has told us, and my mother has confirmed, that you only stay 3 to 4 evenings. That's more than enough. Even though we love each other dearly.
My house is kind of unique. I have a hole downstairs. It's like a little apartment.
Uh-huh.
It has a kitchenette. It has a living room, bedroom.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know,
that's good. Mm-hmm.
The only thing it doesn't have is a separate shower.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, so they have their own space. And they're very easy. We go there, too, for 3 weeks. And, you know, and we have a ball. They're great people.
Well, when I visit my sister, we have taken to staying at a hotel only because I have so much family, and she tries to boss me around, even though I'm the oldest. She tries to control every moment, where you're going, when you do this, am I going to meet you for lunch, are you going to do this for dinner, can I do this? So I says, if I'm at the hotel, she doesn't know when I'm waking up and when I leave. Then I have to call her and let her know where I am and what I'm doing.
Oh, that is funny. No, my sister, I'm the baby of the family also, but...
Oh, okay.
We have that kind of relationship. I don't know. We just kind of say, they're very easy to get along. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just goes whatever happens, you know?
Well, my sister is exactly 2 years younger than me. Almost today, I am 62. Tomorrow she will be 60.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So we're going to have a birthday party. I just called my daughter, who is Citizen Augusta, but she's in music business. And what she does is book rock and roll and rappers for the different clubs in Georgia. And she's planning to do that big time, I guess, when she finally gets out of college this May. And I told her, give her mom and her aunt a birthday party Saturday, the 3rd of October. She says, Mom, can that be your birthday present? I says, no, I expect my present to be arriving today.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, ladies, let's get back to lifestyle here.
Right.
Anyway, happy birthday, Maddie. This is a big day for you, I know.
Thank you.
Checks from Social Security. The line.
Yeah.
Who else is here? Nobody wants to say hello?
Good morning, it's Darlene from California.
Good morning, Darlene. How are you?
We good. We got rain.
Well, we're supposed to get rain for the baseball game tonight. That's not good. We have to beat those Boston Red Sox. Sorry, Daddy.
Darlene,
oh, you have it. Oh,
Darlene.
Ohio, right?
Cleveland, yeah.
Darlene, Have you ever heard of that song, It Never Rains in Southern California, one of my favorite songs by Tony Tony Tone?
Yep.
No, I don't think so.
You never heard that? Oh, my God. You put that on in the morning, wakes you up and wish you were in California.
Yeah. Anybody like
hello?
I go line dancing this morning.
So. Who do I?
rain if it wants.
That'll get
That's
you.
Right.
By the way, I just heard on TV that if you eat processed food, it does something to your metabolism, which is not good. So, and also for those of you who watch the Today Show, the last hour, oh my gosh, what did they say they're going to have? Oh, they're going to have on at least a segment about drinking soda and what it does to your body. We've talked on this call about how I think it's the fizz in soda does not do good things to your bones. So if anybody wants to watch that, that's available for their last hour. Anybody want to say hello?
This is Mary Lou. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
Mary Lou in Texas. I forget to say the right one.
We can tell the difference.
We can tell the difference.
You speak a little bit differently.
All right, good.
Good to hear you.
Thanks.
Anyone else want to say hi? Okay. Well, you know what, I'm going to read the opening statement before I continue. The purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. People you hear today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study book by Colin Campbell and mostly utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. In the China Study, where the book begins, it describes the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find anything helpful and beneficial on the call, that you pass the number and the time on to others. And we thank you for allowing us to enter your home, office, or car at this time. So, what's going on in your life, guys? Interesting. No questions, comments, concerns?
Nancy, I'm going to be the first to go because I'm going to be leaving right after this.
My class starts at 10:45, and I'm not even dressed yet.
Oh, my.
But yesterday, Monty mentioned, let me give you a story. Remember how I was allergic, I thought, you said, to milk.
Okay.
I have not had any cereal since that time, and it's been killing me because normally I start with Monday, I either have my cereal or my fruit for my breakfast. As in Weight Watchers, I always had the egg or the cereal on Monday, and every other day I switch up like that. So I haven't had the cereal. Well, Monte mentioned, which I knew because I've seen and heard Dr. Day, because I've listened to her two or three times on the video, talk about the egg, the water, and something else for the milk. Well, yesterday, Monty just said a cup of milk and a frozen banana. A cup of water.
Uh-huh.
And the frozen banana. And I put the frozen banana in last night. I got up this morning, I put the old blender on, threw it in, and I just finished for the first time in two or three weeks a bowl of cereal, and I feel wonderful. I feel as if my life has been given back to me again. Because you have no idea what that little bitty thing screws you up. You know what I'm saying?
You're eating dry cereal, is that correct?
Dry cereal.
Okay.
I don't like oatmeal. At least, well, let's put it this way. I haven't eaten it in the past. Maybe I like it now, but I didn't like it when I was a child.
Okay.
So I haven't tried it since. And maybe I will give it another whirl one of these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you put any vanilla in?
It worked out perfectly.
Mm-hmm. You put any vanilla in?
Yes, I did. I put a half a teaspoon of vanilla in.
In the blender?
In the blender, and it came out so good.
Yeah, I don't think the banana had to be frozen. You could just throw a banana in.
Well, you know what? I like frozen because I like cold.
Right.
I like cold milk, so
Okay. Therefore
that works very well for me. I don't like the warm milk.
Okay. Wow.
But,
yeah. Okay, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
You should try the oatmeal one day, the steel cut. It's just...
I have it in the closet. I just haven't... seen my way to make it for me. Maybe, you know, like Monty said, if you get real, real hungry, you'll eat anything.
Well, that's true. Even the cardboard in the box. But I don't use I don't miss milk in the oatmeal at all. In fact, I made it yesterday, and it was so thick that I've gotten to thicken it up again rather than thinning it out, which I like. So, you know, you can do it either way. And when I thin it out, it's just with water, and that was okay, too. I don't miss the milk in it. So you might want to try it sometime and see if maybe your taste has changed.
And I'm thinking, as you're talking, if I put some, my favorite nut is almonds. If I put some almonds in there, it might be palatable.
I put a few walnuts in mine.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up. I can't even hear you.
I am.
Yeah, I don't know what that noise is, but it sounds like you're in a vacuum. Somebody's in a vacuum.
Is this better?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that was me making the static or not. I put a few walnuts because I always have walnuts cut up in my freezer, and I put maybe a whole walnut cut up in there, and it, you know, it's an extra crunch.
That sounds interesting because I'm a nut person. I love nuts.
Mm-hmm. You have to be careful with the nuts because of the fat content, but yeah.
Right.
So let us know.
Thank you. I will try.
Banana milk again.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you,
ma'am. But you said that I'm more open now to trying the oatmeal now that we have discussed the nuts.
And I also put in a scant scoop of Perfect Start, or, you know, with one of the scoops, and fiber and cinnamon. I'm a big one on cinnamon.
Might be good. Yeah, I like cinnamon,
cinnamon is
too.
So important for us to use.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked about it lately, but people should be using cinnamon every day.
Mm. That sounds good.
It balances your blood sugar, mm-hmm. and it either lowers your cholesterol or your blood pressure, and I forget which one. But two out of three. I know it's for the blood pressure. I know it's for the blood sugar, and I forget whether it's blood pressure or cholesterol.
Well, Nancy, when I was in Weight Watchers, there was something I really loved, and I was going to bring this to the call once I got the thing together, but I used to buy grape nut cereal. I'm sure that's fine for the program. And on top of that, in the supermarket, they had something called cinnamon apple sauce. I put that cinnamon on top of the applesauce, on top of the grape nut, which is very hard and grainy, let it sit there, and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if we have a cinnamon applesauce that's already made that I can do as I did then.
Make sure there's no sugar in it.
Right.
Well, you can make your own with just regular applesauce and put cinnamon on it.
That's what I was thinking as you were talking.
Yeah, I put cinnamon either in my shake if I make a shake or in my oatmeal, and I try to put it every day. Actually, it's even good sprinkled on some fresh fruit.
Hmm. Well, I was just in a health food yesterday, and they had a dollar off or something on organic cinnamon. I should have taken it. I don't know why. You know, sometimes, I mean, every time I go in there, it's $100 and something. You see, you don't want to just take not even one more thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't take it, but the next time I'm in there, I'm going to grab it.
I've never tried organic cinnamon, so I don't think I can tell you if there's a taste or not.
Right. Well, Nancy, I'm out. It is
Happy and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. And everybody else, have a great day.
You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, anybody have any questions or ahas that they've had in a couple of days? A quiet group today. I have to switch phones because I'm beeping. These phones don't hold their charge.
No.
They do. Go ahead. Hello?
Oh, Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I'm laughing around the lake. It is so beautiful out here. Maybe that's a wishing that you hear from the cars going by. Well, you know, we always end up talking about gas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I stopped having soy milk, and I noticed that I'm not as gassy. I was just wondering if that, you think that might be the problem?
Are you having other soy products or just the milk?
Well, I was having milk and then the soy yogurt and, you know.
So have you
I don't think I've had a lot of soy, but.
But you were having it every day?
Every day, yeah.
And you're continuing to have the other soy things, but just not the soy milk now?
Yeah, I mean, I would have like soy yogurt, you know?
Okay.
And
Yeah, if you miss the soy milk, I would suggest maybe halving it with water. If you were drinking like a cup of soy milk a day, have a half a cup of water and a half a cup of soy milk mixed together and see if that makes a difference.
Yeah, that helps, yeah.
Yeah.
So what I did is my husband can't have soy, and he's getting away from milk, so he's having rice milk.
Okay.
So instead of having the soy milk on my cereal, I'm having rice milk.
And is that working better?
And that is working better, yeah.
So you found out that all that soy wasn't really good for you.
Right.
Did you hear what Maddie said about the banana today?
Yeah.
That was something that Monty talked about yesterday, which I had never heard of before, but it sounds interesting.
I know, banana milk, can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Banana milk, can you imagine?
And you just can use it. You don't have to prepare it ahead of time, you just put it in a blender or a food processor and zip it around and you're ready.
And you have it. And I bet that would be really good on oatmeal.
Yes, yeah. And some cinnamon in there, and you can either put in a little vanilla or not, he said. So that might be something else, but that's interesting what you brought up about the soy milk. And everybody's body is different. My daughter does not do well with very much soy at all, actually, because she was funny last week. I was going to the grocery store, and she said, "You know, Mom, they have the turkey ground meat on sale." And I said, "For what?" And she said, "Well, you're making choice, aren't you?" I said, "Yeah, but I'm not going to use it." So I can't eat soy. You can't put the soy in there. And I said, "Okay." that's what I always did. I would mix the ground turkey or chicken with some of that ground up soy processed. This year I will not use those things. I may put a little soy in just for some extra texture, but not very much. And we'll have vegetarian chili. But she doesn't do well with much soy at all. And, everybody's body is different, and you have to see what yours will tolerate. And
I think if I have too many beans in the daytime, too, that that causes problems, too.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just trying to eliminate things and not add too many things and just having a little bit,
And, exercise is also very good for abdominal cramping and gas.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
I walk 3 miles in the morning, and then I do karate.
Good for you.
I'm going for my second black stripe of my brown belt.
Oh, wow. That is interesting. Huh.
Yeah. I am so excited.
That is great. My kids took it, but I've never heard, you don't hear very much about adults doing something like that.
Well, my grandkids started, and then they were offering a free month for the parents, and I'm the one that usually drives them.
Uh-huh.
But I said, "What about grandparents?" And he says, "Hey, if you want to come for the month, come on."
And you love it.
And I love it.
That is great.
I'm hooked.
That is
great. I'm hooked on it.
Huh.
But, it's good because you wouldn't think because of, we do a lot with, contact with the arms and punching and stuff, and well, I had osteopenia. I was kind of a little leery of that, but I'm telling you, everything's strengthening up.
I'll bet. It'll be interesting when you have a bone density to see what that's done for it.
Well, I just did.
Oh, okay.
And I was on the osteodense for 2 weeks, and my spine increased 5.5%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you feel any different?
I don't know. When you're doing karate, anyways, you just have a different, view of everything.
Sure.
You just feel very in control, very strong.
Does your body feel any different from the osteodense?
My body as far as the osteodense.
Yeah.
I don't think that much. I mean, I'm hearing people, talk about their aches and pains, going away and everything.
Right.
I'm not getting. Well, I mean, I have some aches and pains, but. I mean, I really do it on my body, too, so. But I probably, if I wasn't doing everything, I probably would be a mess right now.
Well, thanks for sharing all that. That was good information.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody have any ideas of what to do with eggplant? My husband picked some last night and said, you got to use this. It's going to start to rot. Anyone have any ideas? I used to make a layered eggplant with pasta sauce and cheese, and of course I can't do that now. Anyone have any ideas? Yes.
One of the things that I use eggplant for, and it's really good, instead of putting I'm making lasagna, and instead of putting the spaghetti.
I didn't put the pasta in it. Okay, what? Just layer it with some sauce?
Yeah.
And no cheese, okay.
And no cheese.
I'm going
to
try.
I used to put cheese in, but I don't put cheese anymore.
Yeah.
But I tried it with zucchini, and I like eggplant better because it's thicker.
Yeah.
And the zucchini is so runny. But it's great.
Okay.
It's all the spices in, and it's wonderful. It's one of our staples.
I have cut it into the rice when I cooked rice, but I just made some rice, and I said, yeah, I'm not going to make rice just to get rid of the eggplant. There's more eggplant out in the garden still, so I'll try layering just some pasta sauce to see how it is. Because I like eggplant.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you.
It's really good, and it freezes.
Oh, I don't get to that point. I like it.
Well, no, what I mean is the pasta freezes.
I know.
Once you make it.
I don't, you know, it lasts in the refrigerator for a week or so, and I like it cold or the first thing when it's hot. I don't reheat it ever. You know, it's cold.
Okay, you're my kind of person. I do that too.
Oh, I do things easy, yeah. And dirty as few pans as you have to. Yeah, thanks, Mary Jane.
Okay.
Somebody was going to say something. Go ahead.
Well, the other thing, too, I mean, you can roast it with your, you know, cut them out in round, you know how you cut them round.
Okay.
And then cut your peppers and onions and what else was it? Zucchini. And then roast them in the oven.
Oh.
Put a little bit of olive oil on the bottom of the pan.
Okay.
And then just slice them, you know, put them right on there so they're laying flat. And then just bake them in the oven at about 400 degrees. And then in about 15 minutes, just turn them all over and then roast them again. Until they're all nice and tender.
So like,
and if you want to put some spices on there, put oregano or, you know, any kind of spices.
That's another idea. Thank you.
That's delicious.
So you could also, I have 4 squash that have been sitting on my counter for weeks now that I'm not sure what to do with. I guess I could throw those in too.
Sure, why not?
Wow, okay.
Any vegetables, yeah.
Good ideas. And I don't peel the eggplant. I like to eat the skin. It's kind of chewy.
Yeah. Much better.
Yeah.
And it piles it together better, too.
True. That's true.
It gets pretty mushy otherwise.
Yeah.
Right.
Good ideas. Thank you. So that I don't...
But I'm just thinking of that, too. I just haven't made that in a while.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you know what? For those tortillas, I'm the one that was kept on asking about questions about that.
Right.
Boy, that would be an awesome thing to roll in there.
Sure.
Oh, it would be. Just
to the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good choice. Great idea.
I'm solving my own problems here.
If we talk long enough, I guess we can. Great ideas. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Anyone else have any questions? Come on, guys. I'm not going to do a monologue. That's not how I do my calls. It's much more entertaining and informative, and everybody enjoys them much better when people talk.
Yeah, this is Darlene. I guess everybody heard on the news yesterday about how the cancer rate is dropping for men and for women, and much more for women. So I thought that was pretty exciting news.
That's interesting. A friend of mine told me that last night. I did not see it on the news at all. And she said, you know, that's wonderful, except for somebody who's battling cancer right now. And she has a really good friend who has struggled for a number of years and has been very near death a number of times. And this woman has got to have such strong will to live, because to be still alive right now is amazing to me. Every time I ask about her, I expect my friend to say, this is it. So, yeah, you know, it's wonderful to hear. And what are they attributing it to, Darlene?
I think that they say that people are more aware now. And
catching it earlier, maybe?
They're catching it earlier and all that. But I was just thinking to myself when they were talking about it that how needed it will be that when people get to realizing that the part that the food plays in it,
sure,
how much more our cancer rate will drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My husband stopped to see somebody yesterday because he needs to drop something off to her. And this is someone we've both known for a number of years. And she had breast cancer. It's been maybe 2 or 3 years already. And I remember we went out for lunch after she finished her treatment. She had lost a bunch of weight. And I remember her telling me that she cleaned up her eating. And this is certainly while I've been on lifestyle. And that she was off of sugar, and it was before the advanced lifestyle, so I was definitely not, you know, I was eating chicken, I remember I had for lunch. But he said to me yesterday, I said, how is she? You know, he said, she is healthy, but she said she wants to lose weight. And, you know, for somebody to just come right out and say that, she must really, I was thinking about it later, she must really not feel good about this for her to just come out and say that to my husband, of all people. And I said, you know, and he hadn't seen her in a very long time. I said, you know, how bad does she look? And it's hard for him to tell me. But I said, I guess maybe we should go out for lunch one of these days again. So I'll have to call her. And it just makes me sad that certainly right after her diagnosis and treatment, she went off of sugar and, quote, cleaned up her eating. So I'm wondering what she's doing with it now. I guess.
You know, Dr. Gordon Patterson, he was saying that his wife has that fibromyalgia.
Okay.
And he was saying that as long as she drops the sugar, she's fine.
The sugar?
She got any sugar in her system, it flared right up.
Wow, I had not heard that.
People could just, if they didn't do anything else, if they dropped sugar.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It would change their life.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to tell you guys, I went to see Sicko over the weekend. I know it's been out for a while, and we finally got to see it. Have any of you seen it?
Yeah, I did.
It was such an eye-opener for me, and it makes me so angry. I was thinking about it yesterday, that I cannot believe that people in this country have not rebelled, that we are the only country that does not provide health insurance for our people. It's just ludicrous. If you can get to see that movie, it certainly is an eye-opener. You know, we've heard for years that we're the only country, but boy, when they brought it out and went from country to country talking to people, and they are amazed of what we pay to keep ourselves well if you can afford it. Otherwise, you don't get it, you die.
Right, but did you see the article the other day on the news about the women that have the high problem of a pregnancy, and Canada is sending them all down here to the United States because they're not able to take care of them?
Are you talking about at-risk pregnancies?
Risk pregnancies,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
the women in Canada, I mean, there was the lady they interviewed, of course, she was crying because she's away from her
sure.
family.
Sure. But they also showed in the movie people going up to Canada for health care, not just for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, why not share all of this? If we are better in one area, you know, I just have a real problem with everybody being so compartmentalized, but we have the best health care in the world. Yet we allow people to die and don't have money.
Yeah.
We have a high mortality rate of babies.
Nancy?
Uh-huh.
This is Margaret.
Margaret.
I'm not walking through. I had to jump in on this one. You know, I beg to differ. We do not have the best health care in the world because we focus on sickness.
Right.
And, you know, the problem is because the media is left to do whatever to as far as giving us information. We do not hear of the bad parts of it. My husband works in the hospital, And you know what? I could tell you stories. But the thing is, what we have to do, this is what Nathan's been trying to tell us all along, is that we have to create this paradigm shift. That people need to start understanding that it's up to them to take care of their own health. Because otherwise, the more money we throw at sickness, the worse people are going to get. And people will feed into the system. So as long as our health care is paying for sickness and stopping us from dying, that's pretty much all it does, we aren't going to get better, and we're going to keep throwing more and more money at it. And we need to stop that. I was thinking the other day, I thought, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if some company came out with, instead of a health care plan, a wellness plan, and you actually could buy into that and send money in for premiums, and then as you showed results of becoming well, whether it's through losing weight or blood pressure issue, you know, blood pressure coming down, but they would pay for whatever you're using, not just medication, but the stuff that, you know, the things that we know are better for us and help us with that. That would actually change the face of, you know, our the state of our health, but we're not there.
No.
Because people in the United States want to be taken care of. They want somebody else to take their responsibility. And well, as long as I pay you, then you know, the doctors will tell them what to do, surgeons will tell them what to do, everybody else will tell them what to do, and we just kind of go along like sheep. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
No, thank you. That was good information. And Americans want a quick fix.
Yes,
they do. Give me a pill and I'll be happy. We need to take responsibility for our health. And some large companies started penalizing people who are smoking, people who are overweight, people who are doing have high blood pressure. You know, they're encouraging them to get their health under control. And, you know, it's a whole Pandora's box, and one of these days something's going to, you know, it's going to hit the fan and things are going to have to start to change. But anyway, enough about this, but it was an interesting movie and certainly a big eye-opener for me, even though I realized so much of it before. It just put so much together. But anyone have any closing questions, comments, concerns?
You know what I'm curious about? China, right? They're supposed to have the better health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they have a health care plan? I mean, do they have health insurance or any of that stuff? You know,
differently.
You know, what do they do for their health?
I mean,
I know
they eat differently.
But besides that, you know, I mean, do they have a health plan?
I don't know. And Japan also. Japan is one of the healthiest countries. I don't know.
I was just curious because,
yeah,
you know, we're always talking about, you know, better health plans in different parts of the world.
Right.
And China is supposed to be the healthiest. And if they don't have a health plan, then it is the way that they eat.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's why are we not looking at those other countries and modeling whatever they do that works instead of just throwing more money at something that doesn't work?
Right.
It's political. A lot of it's just really political.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, a lot of it too is the fast foods, the fast foods and the quick fixes. They'll go to McDonald's for dinner. Now, what is nutritional at McDonald's? You know,
it's good for the water, but not even the water.
Yeah, is there anything at McDonald's that's really, you know, that it may be the salad, but what kind of dressing did they put on it? You know, what's nutritional? It builds up the gut and it satisfies the hunger, but is it building health? And I think that we need to focus more on what builds health, not fills the gut.
Sure.
And so it does, you know, so it takes a little bit more effort, it takes a little bit more, but it feeds the body the right way.
The nutrition that it needs.
Yeah, and it gives the body what it needs, which is what this cult is about.
Right.
Teaching people the proper way to eat.
Well, we're on the right track, and you know, you can only help people one person at a time.
Yeah.
And they have to want to be helped. Otherwise, they're doomed for failure if they're not interested in what they're talking about. Somebody say something?
Yeah, this doesn't have anything related to the lifestyle call. but it's a question I want to ask. I was listening to Dave Stokas' CD on Focus on Growth, and they were telling about Cancun and the products and all that stuff. They also said something about a business plan, I don't see it anywhere explaining that.
I thought I heard someplace it's going to be by the end of the month, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. All right. I know, because I'm like, where is this business plan? I mean, I've been sober for like 10 years, and I'm fed up with it, you know?
You might want to address that when Mary Lou does the call on Thursday, because she was there.
She was there, yeah.
Yeah, so she might have a better answer.
Because every day I look at it, and I'm like, well, gee, they talked about it on the call, you know? And that's what I thought that other call was going to be about, webcast. Like,
uh-huh.
I thought it was going to explain that, you know, in person, and I thought that would be a great thing. But
see if Mary Lou has a better answer.
Okay, I'll have to make sure I get on the call. I'll do my walk on at 10 o'clock, and that way there I can listen to you guys and not feel like I'm leaving my sister.
Well, sure. I also encourage you again on Friday to have her listen on.
Have her listen to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, guys. Anyone else have any questions before we close? Let me just read you the closing statement. Then I want to thank all the people on the pilot study group for their commitment to this program, and to everybody who's a guest today. If you have any questions or comments, I'm going to direct you to the person who invited you to the call. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks so much for all your participation. It was a struggle getting you to talk, but we did it. Anyway, have a super day, and we will be here again tomorrow.
Bye, Nancy.
Bye-bye.